Welcome to Overwhelming Joy. Are you glowing, growing, or don't know where you're going? Well, you've come to the right place. Together as daughters of the King of Kings, our highest privilege is to faithfully commune with God and humbly walk in obedience to His truth as He reveals Himself to us in His Word. I'm Paulette, and thank you for joining me today. Pull up your chair, Bible, and journal, and pour yourself a cup of joy. Welcome to Table Talk. Today at the table, we're going to be discussing the word delight. I'm going to begin by reading the definition from the Merriam-Webster Dictionary. Delight, a high degree of gratification or pleasure. Synonym, joy. Delight, something that gives great pleasure. Delight, the power of affording pleasure. Delight, to give keen enjoyment. Join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for this time and place and space. May I humbly ask you, Lord, to stir a hunger within each of us, to crave your word, to seek your truth, to experience more of your power in our lives. It's in your Son Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Delight. Now let's look at the definition from Bible Hub with the spiritual slant. Delight. Desirable, pleasurable, precious. Delight. Purposeful. Now let me read an overview. It says, delight is a richly textured term describing the stance of the heart toward an object or purpose, ranging from ordinary human longings to the sovereign delight in the Lord. Its occurrences trace a consistent biblical theology. What people desire reveals their character, and what God delights in reveals His purposes for creation and redemption. Delight. So as I was thinking about this word, delight, I realized it can be used like delight from or delight in. So I purposefully looked a little bit more into the uses of delight. And one thing that I realized is delight from is passive. We are awaiting or hopeful that something is going to come to us or occur that causes that joy or delight of purpose. For example, maybe a surprise gift, maybe a surprise text or phone call or a reach out from somebody, maybe a surprise compliment, maybe something that occurs in our life that was not expected or awaited that brings us great pleasure and joy. So we can say we got delight from either that object or that occurrence. But now let's look at what it means to delight in. To delight in something is active, meaning we have to be participatory in it, meaning it requires energy, discipline, intention. Either we are the one that is calling the friend to say, let's do lunch, or maybe we are the one that is buying the small gift to give to someone in appreciation, and then we receive delight in doing that. Or we even increase our delight in seeing the pleasure it brings to someone else. So what I want us to sit in today is the topic of, do you delight in God's word? Meaning we are not waiting to be delighted by Him. We are not praying for an occurrence. We aren't asking for something that we are going to receive from Him. We are participating in the delight. And that requires some committed devotion. So for me to delight in God's word first requires of a habit that has been formed in my life through commitment. And it takes a process of being committed to something. Let's look at a few verses that reference and use the word delight. Let's start in Jeremiah 15:16. Your words were found and I ate them, and your words became to me a joy and the delight of my heart. Your words were found and I ate them. Wow. When I look at that and hear it, it's talking about the consumption of his word. Your words were found and I ate them. So I ask myself, what is my holy habit of consuming his word? And your words became to me a joy. He wasn't passively waiting for the joy of the Lord. He was participating by delighting in God's word. And then notice what it says. After he found God's word and consumed it, and it brought joy, the delight came to his heart. Let me read it one more time. Your words were found, and I ate them, and your words became to me a joy and the delight of my heart. So, my question for all of us is, are you waiting for the delight from God, or are you actively seeking to delight in God's word? That is what he offers us. Let's look at another verse, Psalm 37:4. I'm going to start with 37:3, actually. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and befriend faithfulness. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. I'm going to give you a few cross-references for you to go look up in addition to this Psalm 37:4. Trust in the Lord and do good. Look up Psalm 16, verses 1 and 2. Dwell in the land and befriend faithfulness. Look up Philippians 2:13. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Look up John 14, verses 12 through 14. And I'm going to take us to Galatians 5:16. What I want you to make sure that you frame is that verse that says, delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. What that is saying is the closer we walk in obedience to consuming his word, it becomes our delight. And his motives become our motives. And his ways become our ways. So it's not that we are going to magic eight ball ask him for whatever we want or rub the magic genie lamp and get whatever we want. It's that the closer we walk in faithfulness and dwell in his word and consume it for our delight, he changes our desires. Galatians 5:16. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh. For these are opposed to each other to keep you from doing the things you want to do. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. So what that is telling me is the closer I am to his word, the more obedient I am to it and not hesitant to it, the more I allow and seek and welcome its conviction, and then therefore its affirmation, the more what I want is from him and his Spirit. So it is not against his will, it is his will. Let's look at one more verse I'm going to read to us from Psalm 37:23. The steps of a man are established by the Lord when he delights in his way. Psalm 37 is known as a teaching psalm. David was aware of his own tendency to become upset and worried, yet he had learned that fretting and delighting in the Lord could not go hand in hand. So those are his instructions to us. The steps of a man are established by the Lord when he delights in God's way. Let me read to you a little from Gretchen Saffel's book, Breathe. She writes, "Delight reminds us that true blessedness comes through delighting in the Lord and finding our joy and happiness only in him." She continues, "When we come to him in prayer, honesty and desperation, we delight in worshiping him and submitting to his ways. When we preach the gospel to our own hearts through prayer and meditation, remembering that we rebelled, but Christ rescued us, our hearts change to become more like his." I'm going to read from Mark Batterson's book, Whisper. He writes, "He wants us to delight in his creation. He wants us to delight in one another. But above all, God wants us to delight ourselves in him." So Batterson continues by asking us a few questions. How often do you enjoy God? How often do you enjoy his word? How often do you enjoy his presence? Spiritual disciplines start out as disciplines, but sooner or later, those spiritual disciplines of reading and studying his word and praying turn into desires of delight. That's how we delight ourselves in the Lord. He further expands by posing this: "Tell me how much you enjoy God, and I'll tell you how spiritually mature you are." The last thing God wants is for his word to feel like a chore. Do you read God's word for enjoyment? If not, Batterson says, you're reading it wrong. Sometimes his word convicts us of sin, which causes guilt, but that's the first step in seeking forgiveness and finding grace. And that always leads to greater joy. Obeying God is our greatest joy, our highest privilege. And loving God with all our strength requires labor, but it is a labor of love. So that is my question for myself and for each of you listening today. Do you delight in his word? Do you have an unquenchable thirst to know what his word says to you? And all it starts with is a habit of meeting with him in his word. Meeting with him in his word. When I read the scripture, I am inhaling what the Holy Spirit excelled thousands of years ago. That is what Batterson writes. We are hearing the whisper of God in breath tones because the Holy Spirit and God inspired those written words. I'm going to read from Maggie Combs' book, Hebrews Fulfilled in Christ. She writes, "The Bible is not some stuffy book written by long dead men. It's the inspired, inerrant word of God. It's living and acting." Let me take you to the verse 2 Timothy 3:16. All scripture is breathed out by God. It's coming from God himself. Hebrews 4:12. It is piercing and discerning. So as we read the word of God, it's acting as God himself. It's exposing us, it's convicting us, but it's drawing us in a closer relationship with him. Gretchen Saffels also writes in her book, The Well-Watered Woman, "The word of God never changes, but it always changes us." Batterson writes, "No matter how many times we read the Bible, it never gets old because it's timeless and timely. Because there is one author, God, the Spirit of God." And Charles Spurgeon says, "A Bible that's falling apart usually belongs to someone who isn't." And J.I. Packer wrote, "The goal isn't getting through the Bible. The goal is getting the Bible through us." Paul writes in Philippians 3:8, "Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord." There is one way that I, Paulette, can know Christ Jesus, my Lord, more, and that is by delighting in his word. It's by consuming it. It's by eating on it so that it becomes my will for myself as I pursue his. Dearly Father, again, I humbly ask you to meet each of us where we are. with our own pursuit of you and your word, ignite, rekindle, continue burning our eagerness to meet with you and read your word. Holy Spirit, fuel our discipline to be faithful and obedient to a time that we meet with you, to the way that we study your word, to others that are in community that will help encourage and affirm this discipline in us, that we will not allow Satan's lies to cause us to stop or diminish or cease because we feel defeated, that we will experience this more than a chore, that it's a delight, that it's obedience to you, that we forgive ourselves, that we've asked forgiveness for you when we fail, but that we make meeting with you a priority. I thank you, Lord, so much for compelling me to not only seek you personally, but speak of you boldly, to help demonstrate, teach, model for others how it is to delight in you and not just seek to delight from you. Holy Spirit, you are my best friend. Heavenly Father, it's in your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May we all continue in pursuit of more of God's presence in our lives. With God, we have the power to shift our perspective from what I am dwelling on to who I am dwelling in. I'm Paulette. Join me next time at my table for more overwhelming joy.